Oppenheimer had to go to Washington to be ready to appear in court at a moment's notice. But on February 27th, he was told that he probably would not have to testify. The Justice Department had suddenly agreed to drop the part of the indictment pertaining to the Kenilworth meeting. In the interest of protecting the AEC's reputation, Gordon Dean had evidently leaned on the Justice Department. Oppie took the train home on the evening of February 27th and arrived late to a party at Olden Manor hosted by Ruth Tolman, who was visiting from California. Ruth could see that he felt so worn out and worried and frazzled. But at least he had escaped all the miseries of subpoenas and the like. Since the prosecution was barred from introducing the illegal FBI wiretap of Weinberg's conversation with Steve Nelson, its case was now transparently weak. The trial ended on March 5, 1953, with Weinberg's acquittal. In an extraordinary departure from legal norms, U.S. District Court Judge Alexander Holtzoff told the jury that the court does not approve of your verdict. He went on to observe that testimony in the trial had unearthed an amazing and shocking situation existing in the crucial years of 1939, 1940, and 1941 on the campus of a great university in which a large and active communist underground organization was in operation.